Slide number 6. So where do we get Jesus Christ in this equation? Because most people will teach you that Jesus is God. It actually says in the Bible, Jesus Christ is Lord. And we'll come back to that a little later on in this presentation. But on the right-hand side of slide number 6, you'll notice the four worlds of Jacob's ladder with a black outline in the psychological world, the world of water, which is known as Yetzirah. And where I've got the cursor at the moment is at the Malkut of Atzilut and the Keter of Yetzirah. So it is 1, 2, 3, 4 of the Sephirot, 4 of the circles down from the very top, not counting the black one, which is the non-Sephirah. And that Sephirah, it represents Jesus Christ is Lord. It's 3 different levels. And the thing about the Tree of Life and Jacob's Ladder is that you move levels in any of the Sephirot on the central column, because each one, apart from the 2 at the very top and the 2 at the very bottom, blend in through other worlds. So you can easily, what we would say is that Jesus, the human being, a human being is capable of reaching the crown chakra or Keter on the Tree of Life, the psychological Tree of Life, through consciousness. We can't get there very often, and we don't spend very long there. That's the place where we are absolutely in communion with the divine, because we are at the base of Atzilut. So we are reaching up for the divine. This is the human reaching to the divine. So that's Jesus. The second view of it is that this Sephirah at the crown of Yetzirah is in the centre of the world of spirit, Berea. And the centre of the spiritual world is Christ. The centre point of spirit of heaven is the Christ consciousness. So you can get to the crown chakra and you can just shift a level. And if you've ever done it, and I have been in a situation twice in my life for a couple of seconds when I could feel all 3 of these Sephirot working simultaneously, and I'm sure some of you have too. You just go through a shift where you know that there is something in you that is greater than you, and the key to that is that something in you is greater than you, and that's the Christ consciousness flaring through you, through your crown chakra. And the third of them is Lord. Now, if you look at the Tree of Life on the left of slide number 6, you'll see that at the bottom Sephirah says Adonai, which is the Hebrew for Lord. So at this same Sephirah on Jacob's ladder, it's the bottom Sephirah of the top world. And that's all it is. It is one of the 10 aspects of the divine. So when you are both Jesus and Christ, you can shift one. Another quantum shift. Quantum shifts are tiny, but they're huge in psychological, spiritual processes. They're physically tiny. So the shift there is from Jesus and the Christ to the doorway to the divine world. Adonai represents the doorway. So that makes a lot more sense about the idea of Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. You don't come to the Father, which is the world of Atzilut, the divine world, except through that Sephirah. And Jesus at that point is identifying with that Sephirah. Of course, it's come to mean through the physical or psychological persona of Jesus. It's not meant to mean that at all. It means that is the place through which you go to the Father. And that is the only way through which you will go to the Father. So slide number 7, Jesus Christ is Lord, means one human operating at 3 different levels. It does not mean Jesus Christ is God. It's quite clear in the New Testament that all the disciples, all the way through, everybody refers to him as Lord, except Thomas. Doubting Thomas, when Jesus is resurrected, wants to touch Jesus' hand to find out whether he actually is the physical reincarnation or the physical rising of Jesus. And when he has touched Jesus' hand, he goes down on his knees and says, my Lord and my God. That is the only reference to Jesus being God. And it's Thomas saying, you are my God. It isn't saying that we should refer to Jesus as God in any way, shape or form. And I think it's really important to emphasise that. Because God in the Kabbalistic tradition is not even this top world of absolute. The top world of absolute is the 10 aspects of God which manifest through creation. God itself, the great I am, the transcendent, is beyond that. It's the force that gave birth to the light that created the tree of life. So God is above, beyond even absolute. So the doorway, the gateway, Adonai, to the divine world is simply a doorway. It's the way you move through in your approach to God. Very important, but not the whole of God, cannot be the whole of God, an aspect of divine.